The desolate stretch of Nevada's Highway 50, aptly nicknamed the loneliest highway in America, becomes the gateway to unimaginable horror for those unfortunate enough to pass through the mining town of Desperation. What begins as routine traffic stops by the imposing Officer Collian Trajan quickly descends into a nightmare beyond comprehension. The officer's behavior shifts between professional and psychotic as he arrests travelers using planted evidence, bizarre accusations, and increasingly erratic behavior, sneezing blood and tissue across his windshield without acknowledgement. Peter and Mary Jackson, the Carver family, and author Johnny Maranville all fall victim to this towering lawman's trap, finding themselves imprisoned in Desperation's municipal building. The horror escalates when Trajan casually murders Peter Jackson and young Kirsten Carver, leaving the survivors to grapple with an incomprehensible situation. Something is profoundly wrong with this officer, something beyond human understanding, as his body seems to deteriorate before their eyes while he maintains a chilling detachment during his reign of terror. The jail cells of Desperation's municipal building become a crucible of grief and terror. Ralph Carver lies devastated by his daughter's senseless murder, while Mary Jackson sits in stunned silence, replaying her husband's execution. Johnny Maranville, a celebrated author whose arrogance was literally beaten out of him, nurses his broken nose and wounded pride. Tom Billingsley, an elderly veterinarian, provides crucial context about the town's recent disturbing changes. Residents disappearing, wildlife behaving strangely since the mining company's return. Hope emerges through 11-year-old David Carver, whose profound faith gives him a unique connection with God. When divine whispers guide him to use soap to squeeze through his cell bars, accomplishing the impossible, David frees his fellow prisoners. Their escape becomes a gauntlet of supernatural horror as they face animals moving with coordinated purpose, serving an unseen master. Taking refuge in an abandoned theater called the American West, the survivors meet Audrey Weiler, a mining company geologist in hiding. They learn Entragian controlled animals with strange words, Takala, while his face deteriorated unnaturally. Tom Billingsley notes their tormentor resembles Collian Trajan, but is taller, heavier, and lacks Entragian's limp. The group realizes they're facing something ancient that transfers between bodies. This proves true when a mountain lion kills Tom. Before dying, he notices Audrey has grown taller. She attacks David while speaking the same strange language, her face melting. With her final breath, she warns, "Don't touch the can toss." The survivors now understand they face an entity that transfers between hosts, using bodies until they deteriorate. While unconscious after Audrey's attack, David's vision reveals the entity behind Desperation's horror, Tak, an ancient being trapped in a mine shaft for over a century. In 1858, when 42 Chinese laborers were trapped in the Rattlesnake No. 1 mine, the company dynamited the entrance rather than attempt rescue. Something older than human civilization already dwelled there. Two Chinese brothers discovered Tak and deliberately collapsed part of the shaft, sacrificing themselves to prevent its escape. Though the brothers later emerged and killed several townspeople before being killed, Tak remained imprisoned until recent mining operations uncovered the old China shaft. Pit foreman Carrie Ripton discovered strange artifacts, kantas, stone carvings with supernatural properties, becoming Tak's first modern vessel. Through Ripton, Tak began a chain of possessions, Brad Josephson, then Collian Trajan, then Ellen Carver. Each body deteriorated quickly under Tak's control, forcing it to seek new hosts. The kantas serve as conduits for Tak's power, allowing it to control animals and influence humans. David Carver emerges as Tak's primary antagonist despite his youth. His deep faith grants him unique abilities, sensing Tak's presence, communicating with animals, receiving divine guidance. When Johnny attempts to command coyotes using Tok's language, David intervenes, warning against speaking the language of the dead and offering a blessing that drives the animals away. David's faith is nuanced, not naive. After witnessing his sister's murder and mother's possession, he concludes that God is cruel, not absent or evil, but operating with a harshness beyond human comprehension. This mature perspective allows him to maintain faith while acknowledging brutal realities. His relationship with God is complex and intimate. He describes prayer as entering the black, where he listens for guidance. David also battles temptation, hearing a mocking voice questioning why he would pray to a God who kills baby sisters. His spiritual journey reveals the novel's central theme: faith requires accepting both God's love and cruelty. After Mary escapes captivity, the survivors must confront Tok at its source, the China Pit Mine. David reveals his mother is already dead, her body now inhabited by Tok, and they must destroy the Inni, the narrow well connecting Tok's dimension to ours. The group gathers explosives to seal the shaft permanently. Johnny Marinville, who previously tried abandoning them, has undergone a spiritual transformation after David helped recover his buried Vietnam memories. Now he's ready to make amends for past cowardice. As they enter China Shaft, Tok attacks in eagle form. Ralph Carver sacrifices himself to protect David, covering his son as the eagle tears into his throat. Johnny restrains David from going deeper, telling him it's not your job to make the final sacrifice. Johnny reveals a harsh truth. Sometimes God's cruelty isn't in letting people die, but making them live with loss. He instructs David to survive and build a new life. Johnny then descends alone, confronts the Inni, and empties explosives into the opening despite Tok's desperate offers of healing, success, and power. Using a shotgun shell as detonator, Johnny sacrifices himself to permanently trap Tok. The explosion collapses the mining operation as survivors escape. At dawn, they return to desperation to find streets covered with red sand and broken windows. The town, now a tomb, marking Tak's brief but devastating reign. David quotes scripture about not touching God's mountain, finding parallels to their encounter with ancient evil. His words feel hollow as he processes his losses, his entire family slaughtered in less than 48 hours. Before leaving, they witness a final horror. A massive dust cloud forms a wolf shape, with something reptilian protruding from its jaws, Tak's last impotent rage. David notes how it's already dissipating in the desert wind. The ancient evil is contained. David discovers his shotgun shell replaced by his excused early pass with a handwritten message, "God is love." This supernatural exchange connects his prayers with his survival. When Mary asks if God truly is love, David replies, "Oh, yes, I guess he's sort of everything." Revealing his maturation from seeing God as either loving or cruel to understanding divine nature encompasses all existence. The survivors drive away on Highway 50, each carrying invisible scars. David, having lost his family, has gained wisdom beyond his years. As the Nevada desert stretches before them, he begins to pray, not as a desperate plea, but as an ongoing dialogue with the infinite.